This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we conclude our study of the impact statement, God wants us to walk, work, and worship with divine clarity and a growing relationship with Him while we live in the midst of human ambiguity and ambivalence, let's take a final look at the example of the Apostle John. He begins his first epistle this way: "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched, the life appeared. We have seen it and testify to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete." This could be translated, "your joy." Clearly, John had an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ during the 3 years of Christ's earthly ministry. What he is writing here, over 50 years later, is that he has maintained that intimate relationship. In fact, it is such a dynamic force, he wants to share it with others so they may enjoy what he has. Remember, God wants us to walk, work, and worship with divine clarity and a growing relationship with Him while we live in the midst of human ambiguity and ambivalence. Why is this important? It's the only antidote to the ambiguity and ambivalence so many find themselves in. When we live out this impact statement, others will notice and ask us a reason for the hope we have. This is the greatest platform for explaining the gospel. I trust this series has been helpful to you. You can review it on my website, gettingthemessage.org.